Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to... No, it's not what you thought. We're going to change things up a little bit. We're changing it to the reseller therapy session. Just a little bit of change of pace, things of that nature. That has a lot to do with tonight's topic, which all roots from my head and mental capacity. But tonight, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We got Rachel Strickland, my co-host. How are you, girl?
I set up a couch in my office just for this therapy session.
Did you? Excellent.
Yes, I'll be laying down on it later and tell you all about my problems.
Yes, that'll be excellent. Excellent. Because I'm going to unleash a few tonight. We're going to talk about YouTube. We're going to talk about eBay, a whole bunch of stuff. Unfortunately, my buddy Gary couldn't make it tonight. He had other things going on this evening. And it's been a few weeks off and all because I wanted to just sit back, take some time away, and figure things out. Let's say hey to a few people that have shown up already so far, though. We got Melanie. She's here. Thanks for showing up. Jalito. I don't know that word. Hello. I hope that means hello. We got Chrissy. It jumped on me. We got Christy's in the house. Good evening to you, ma'am. The Merchants. Mary Garcia. What's up, Mary? Hi, friends. Twin Flippers is here. Hey. What's up? Good to see you guys back in action. I hope y'all are doing well. Christy says she needs some therapy.
Girl, don't we all?
If you know what, once we get on the topics and whatever the case may be, I'm sure everybody's going to have some opinions to talk about. Ping G, how are you? Thanks for showing up tonight. Hello, Ping G. Gary did want to me to send his regards, y'all. He hated not being here, but you know, the show must go on. We were ready to get back to it, right? You've got a lot that you've done in your off time, Rachel.
You know, I just try to pack as much into every day as I can.
You've done a lot of really good videos on that. I'm going to ask you about that later because that's part of what I've got going on too. Awesome. From the whole burnout scenario. So honestly, I entitled this, "You're Not Alone. Burnout is Real," because it hit me over the past couple of months. And that's why we took some time off. I just needed to get away, do some different stuff, get my head back in the game, get it away from the game for a little while so I can get back into it mentally, things of that nature. So we're going to talk all about that tonight. Drew Strickland's in the house. Thanks for not cutting your thumb when you had to open the Red Bull. Appreciate
guys,
that.
Guys, while ago, right before we go live, I tried to open this Red Bull and the top came off of it. So yeah. Drew had to come down here and stick his finger in there and open
Drew
it.
Drew tried to open it with his thumb. We were totally thinking he was about to have to go to the emergency room. What's up, Flippin' Moose? How are you tonight? My dad's in the house. What's up, daddy-o? I can't call it. His name is CC Jones at short, but he's my daddy-o. I can't call him anything else. SSK Promo. What's up, Ken? Hey, everyone. We've got lots of people in chat. Thank you, everybody, for showing up tonight. Bama is in the house. Bama Dad. Oh, that's not John. It's Bama Dad. I got you a little confused there, buddy. I'm sorry. A different Bama representing Bama.
There's more than one person that likes Bama.
Yeah, no. They must be.
I'm just teasing, guys.
Auburn's not here to represent. Gary would be representing Auburn tonight. I flip that's in here. Group Grumpy Picker. What's Mary Garcia here? Bruh, I have 3 therapy appointments a week. Got to keep it real. Keep those machines oiled. That's true. Absolutely. Let's start with just catching up a little bit, Rachel. Have you had any real like awesome sales over the past 3 weeks that we've been off, 4 weeks that we've been off? Something that just stands out in your brain?
I sold a coin machine yesterday, like a coin sorter, or maybe I packaged it yesterday. I don't know when I sold it. That's kind of like a Bolo. A lot of people don't talk really? About. Yeah, it's I saw it. It was like $2 or $3, and I sold it for $60 plus shipping. So that was pretty good.
It's one of those, I guess, that has the little plastic things in the bottom, and you just put the coins in the top, and it sorts it off for you into the.
Yeah, it was called like Sortomatic or something real generic, and they're worth like. They're worth like $60 plus.
I honestly would have figured that'd been like a $12 item from Walmart. To be honest with you,
And I sold a VHS tape on Poshmark for $53.
Holy moly.
It was a used Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, wow.
And I've had it listed for years, and I had it cheaper over on eBay, and it just sits on my Poshmark. All of a sudden, of all the things for me to sell on Poshmark, A Nightmare on Elm Street DVD or VHS. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts. I can't. I like honestly have never got wrapped my head around the whole idea of those horror VHSs. I guess it's the age of them. Are they not making them in newer technology and Blu-ray and in DVD?
I don't know.
Like, why do people want horror movies in VHS?
And you have some people that are what you call a completist, to where they want every variation of everything. So if the VHS was like has a variation on the back and they don't have that one, they have to have that one.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
like a one-off special or something like that.
Yeah, or we only made it with the blue side one time, or it has the such and such hype, what they call hype stickers on the outside if they're sealed. And this one wasn't even sealed, it was a used VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to test it because I don't like horror movies. I didn't even enjoy photographing the cover of it. It was very scary.
Did it give me nightmares?
It could have if I looked at it a lot longer. I probably would have had nightmares.
I honestly have never tested a VHS to make sure it worked. Do those things break? I mean, I look at the ribbon.
They deteriorate. The
thing, I look at the ribbon to make sure it's not all wrinkled up and stuff. I honestly never would have thought to. I've sold maybe 3 VHSs in my life. I don't pick up that many. I don't see any horrors, to be honest with you. I did see I'll get into it later, but I'll say it in the Google your drunk session we got going on tonight. So remind me, I saw a really good one at the thrift store that is just going to blow your mind. That
I got one for that one tonight too.
Oh yeah. Good. Oh man, we got lots of people showing up tonight. I flipped that is here. Will Crawford. Hey friends, how are you, buddy? I recognize that face.
That's Reseller Madness. Hey,
Reseller Madness.
He pops in under his non-stage name and it's hard to recognize him sometimes. It's like seeing your teacher outside of school and you're like, why is Miss So and So at the grocery store? And like Will Crawford shows up and it's like, wait a minute.
You got fans, buddy. I clicked on the wrong one. Where did it go? What happens when all the VCRs stop working?
I mean,
we still got people that fix them.
Yeah, and we still have access to make that technology. So I mean, a few years
we'll
ago,
never do it. We'll never remake that technology.
Well, they're making cassette players.
You mean like to burn them to like CD or something like
no,
that?
No,
like
I mean you can go to Walmart. You can go buy a cassette player at Walmart right now.
Really?
Yes. Jeez.
They can go moldy.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess anything could go moldy, technically.
They can get too hot. They could deteriorate in a number of ways.
Yeah. Okay. It wouldn't be just my luck that I found, like, the killer horror VHS and I open up the ribbons all moldy or deteriorated inside. Yeah. I wonder if I can still sell it.
Like, that's like... Season. That kind of luck is up there with opening a can of Red Bull and having the top tab just fall off.
Maybe it was not meant to be, Rachel. Maybe you shouldn't have gotten Drew to bypass the work of God there, not, you know, take the tab off. That was totally, come on.
It tastes weird with no tab on there. Like it tastes different.
Drew, that sounds like an opportunity for a VCR repair video, by the way.
That's
the local
true.
Electrician. Man, oh man, lots of people are jumping up in here tonight. Appreciate you. I was debating, and I'll let the chat vote on this. If y'all want to play a trivia game tonight, let me know in the chat and we'll do one. Because I've got one. It's Star Wars themed, so I think that probably should be part of the consideration if you're going to vote yes or no to a trivia game tonight. But would y'all be interested in playing the Star Wars themed trivia game tonight? Let's take a vote on it. We'll find out. I could put a poll up there on YouTube, couldn't I? I just don't know how to do that.
I think so. I don't really know how to do it either. Yeah.
I had 2 really neat sales that I released in my previous video. I had a better one. I'm not going to talk about it because it's in my video coming out on Sunday. But I sold a pair of Jordans for $99, nice. Like within hours, and I was like so nervous about even spending $20 in the thrift store on them because I've been burned so many times on fake Jordans. And then I also sold last week a Funai DVD VCR combo unit with remote control that I bought in the estate sale for $5.
It's a good brand.
I'm telling y'all, it is, if you're into electronics, it is worth your time and money to pick up random remote controls, even if you don't even know what they go to. I pop them open, make sure there's no major corrosion that can't be fixed. If it's less than a dollar, I pick it up every time because this Funai would have sold for only like at most $40 without the remote control. But because I had it, it went for $70.
Nice.
Because I spent one more dollar, it went for $30 more. So It's totally worth it to pick up random remote controls if you're into the electronics resale thing. Rachel, do you have a problem with buying and reselling heavy, harder to ship objects? Like, is there a weight limit you would say, nah, that's just too much to try to ship?
Well, I have a secret deal with FedEx where everything is $27 for me to ship it.
You still have to pack it, ship it.
Like, make I'll sure ship a Buick. Right. I don't care. I really don't care. No, I heaviest stuff.
I really don't care. To a pallet and ship it freight, right?
I'm not scared.
You ain't scared, not at all. I think I've hit my limit. Honestly, I think over 40 pounds would probably be my limit. And I guess, honestly, that may just be because of space. Because, I mean, something that weighs 40 pounds, it's got to be kind of big, right?
Unless it's a brick of gold. Yes, probably.
Like a KitchenAid mixer was 35 pounds.
Yeah. So. I mailed a really heavy Husqvarna embroidery machine once. That was pretty heavy. And I don't know. Drew mailed an entire lawnmower a few weeks ago. I don't know if you missed that.
No. I caught that one, too. Yeah, that one was awesome. A whole lawnmower. Jeez Louise, I couldn't imagine trying to ship a lawnmower.
It wasn't $27 for him. I was like, I told you to use my pirate ship. And he ended up paying like $70 to ship it or something.
Did he do it the newbie way and take it to FedEx himself?
We don't even have a FedEx here. We just have this place that like accepts your packages.
That's hilarious.
That's it.
That's like some random guy standing on the corner. Yeah, I'll ship it.
It is on the corner. Yeah. And you walk in and
that's where, some random stranger. I hope you get good feedback and it's actually making it there.
No, that's actually where we rent our mailbox too. It's not from the post office. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Has anything on FedEx cost you more than $27? Ever.
Like, I would say yes, even if it did. What my reputation is at stake here. Yeah, absolutely really not.
Okay, so you're not going to answer this next question. I think the most I ever had to pay to ship something was before Pirate Ship. Okay, It was through eBay, and I used UPS, not Postal Service, but it was a wheelchair. And I think it cost $125 to ship a wheelchair. That person paid just as much in shipping as they did for the wheelchair.
Wow.
It went all the way to California too.
Yeah. I'm in Georgia,
by the way.
Mary said, yes, anything she has to ship to me. And she said that second because she and I are like on the same wavelength all the time. And I was just about to say, people in Washington can stop buying my stuff. Okay. Uh-oh. Because I'm sick and tired of it. If I sell another pair of boots to someone in Washington, I'm just going to cancel it. Like,
yeah, you just lost at least one buyer.
Mary, unless you're paying for shipping.
Which reminds me, if you speaking of buying and shipping and stuff like that, if you have not checked the description down below and looked at Rachel's channel, click on that. Go check that out. Put a like for this video and subscribe to this one while you're here. Because I'll tell you what, guys, that's what's going on right now. We're gonna get into the main topic. We got 28 people up in here, so let's get to the main topic. Since there's so many here, I'm gonna review the question I asked earlier. If you're interested in wanting to play a Star Wars related trivia game just for the fun of it later in the show, tell me yes or no. Just take your vote and put it in the chat. Rachel, help me keep up with the votes.
I saw Christy say yes earlier.
Okay. So we got one vote for yes. So here's what's going on. I'm going to change the thing here. So ultimately, personally, I have been putting a buttload of effort into both eBay and YouTube because in 2023, my goal is to significantly grow. I'm not going to say I want to hit a certain number, but I don't want to say it out loud. It's almost as if I say it out loud, I'm going to jinx myself, but I've got a number in my head I want to hit this year. So I've been putting in a lot of effort and I started early. It was my New Year's resolution, right? I immediately kind of got the wind fell out of my sails because apparently at this time last year, I had a bump in growth. And I was literally putting out really good long videos, getting good views, but my watch hours were dropping faster than they were coming up. And I have to assume it's because of last year's videos, watch hours were dropping off, right? Because they're rolling 12 mm-hmm. months, right?
Right.
And when I noticed that at the end of January, after I'd been putting in some really great effort, it just kind of, it did a spell on me. And mentally, it just deflated my ambitions, if you will. Mm-hmm. So that's why we kind of took some time off. I told Rachel and Gary, I was like, listen, I just got to take some time. I got to sit back. I got to rethink some things because I'm not doing something right. And I got to figure out exactly what that is. So the purpose of the reason why I've rebranded this show is because I want to put in little effort and get the best out of it as I can and use those algorithm tricks that I've been learning. And hopefully YouTube is on my lower priority list. Rachel, I'm sure you do, but I want you to tell what it is. Have you got like a priority list of how you focus on items in your life? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you mine. And then if you've got a similar thing, you can share yours if you want to. Personally, my order of five is it's God, family, my 9-to-5 work, eBay, and then YouTube. Okay. If you notice, that's on the bottom of my totem pole. Why? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people say you get out of it what you put into it. I've always said that about eBay. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be true about anything you do. But I can't put YouTube above eBay and expect to make money on eBay. I can't put eBay above my family or my work 9-to-5. So that's why I had to put it in that order. Naturally, that's probably why my personal YouTube isn't growing, right? But Rachel, have you got a priority list like that you stick to?
I've reevaluated it a lot this year because like I know there's people in the chat that'll agree with me on this about just energy being so important. And I announced that, you know, a few months ago about how much you need to protect your energy. And that has caused me to reevaluate some priorities and stuff. So I'm with you, like God is number one, period, because he's the only eternal thing. So why would I put anything above him? My family is number two. And then I have to go with health as my third one. And so like health is kind of a canopy priority for me because it's nutrition, it's fitness, and it's mental health. And mm-hmm. mental health is, I mean, we're talking about therapy here. It is so important. Like these girls saying it's not a jinx, it's a claim. Say it out loud and get it. Like manifest those things in your life. You know what I mean? Like if you need to be, you need to like walk through life vibrating on a different level. Okay. And the only way to get there is to like guard the energy that's around you and then watch the energy that flows through you because you're only going to attract what you put out. Mm-hmm. And so your mental health is just like so important. So God, family, mental health. And then it's funny that you say what you said about YouTube and eBay, because you see so many people kind of pick on like bigger YouTubers and say, well, you only get so many sales because you have a YouTube. And it's like, do you have any idea how many sales I take away from my eBay just to have a YouTube? Mm-hmm. And you know, like because you say, I can't put it on the back burner. And that's what anytime someone takes the time to put out a video to tell you about a bolo, to tell you about, you know, what they're picking up or how to do something on eBay or the 20 plus videos I'm putting out about whatnot. Guys, I'm not getting paid to put those out other than on YouTube. I'm not sponsored or anything. The hours I'm spending on that, I could be listing so much on eBay. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, truly. for people to come back and be like, well, you're only getting this because, and it's like, I'm working so hard on this thing. So yeah, I think you have to put it in order of how you want it to grow. And, you know, when people say things like, I don't have time, like I don't have time either, but you make time for the things that are important. I heard once that if you replace, I don't have time with, it's not a priority. See if you replace it. And if it's still okay for you to say that, then you're good. If not, then like, for instance, ironing my curtains, I could say, I don't have time to iron my curtains. Well, let's replace that. It's not a priority for me to iron my curtains. I'm still okay with that. But let's say I don't have time to play with my kids today. It's not a priority for me to play with my kids today. You see, that doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
Like when you look at it through a different lens of whether or not it's a priority, then you're going to like, oh, oh, wait a minute. Like, yep. It might make you, it might cause you to rethink some things. Cause if I say like, I don't have time to work out today, I better make time. Like, I could have the biggest YouTube or the biggest eBay or all the friends in the world retired 10 years from now. And if my health sucks, then I'll have anything.
That's, oh yeah. You got to keep up with your health and your mental capacity and stuff.
Yeah.
So I heard a piece of advice, and truly, I don't remember which video it was or if it was just a regular reel or TikTok or something, but it sat, it like one of those things where you hear it in your ears and for some reason you can't get rid of it. It just sat there. And I've got a full-time job. I'm not a full-time reseller. I have a regular, I call it an 8 to 5. I know people say 9 to 5, probably because of the movie from the 70s, but I work 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And the what was said was, if you're at your job and your boss tells you, you have these 2 or 3 goals to complete by the end of the year or else you're fired, guess what? You're going to make sure you hit those three goals,
mm-hmm.
you know, to keep your job, especially if it's worth keeping. Why then in my own personal life or my self-employed job with eBay or YouTube, is it okay for me to not hit that goal? You know, so if I'm going to be my own boss and I'm going to tell myself, hey, Adam, you've got to get over 250 listings within the next 2 months, or you've got to hit a consistent 2,000 net profit for the next 4 months or 5 months or whatever the case goal may be. And if you don't hit, Adam, you're fired. Mm-hmm. Then why is it okay if you don't hit your own personal goals?
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I've never understood that either. That's why I have like my outro, treat your business like your business. That's what I mean, is that don't stop treating it like a hobby. Whatever respect you would give your employer, and you would show up, you would not show up to work. This is me personally, okay? Because I know it's controversial every time I say it. I wouldn't show up to work in my pajamas. I'm gonna treat my boss with more respect, like, you know, than that. And so whatever respect I would give an employer, why would I not give myself that same respect? Like you say, hitting goals and stuff. And yes. It's a huge help to me. I'm a proponent of writing your goals down. Do you write those things down?
See, that's just it. I've got to start doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've just been focusing on why have I not treated my own personal goals as strongly as I treat the goals that are given to me by my boss at work, right? So mm-hmm. That's what I'm, you know, that's my whole 2023 wrap your head around this concept, Adam. You're just as, your goals and you being your own boss is just as important as your technical boss.
It's so important
at work.
Like, do not quit on you. Whatever goal you set for you, like, there will be plenty of people who don't show up for you in your life. You shouldn't be one of them. You know what I mean? Like, you show up for you. Get up in the day, in the morning, and say, like, this is what we're doing today. And I'm, you know, come heck or high water, by the end of the day, this is what I'll have done. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So to add to all of that, and Rachel, you can kind of attest to this because you recently did that 24-hour run. I promised my church crowd, the guys in my church group, that I would do this 20-mile hike with them at the end of April. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So that I put on my own shoulders as a goal. And I've got to hit that. I have had enough opportunities.
You have to, Adam. I'm counting on you to hit that.
Well, I've had enough opportunities to back out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to back out. I may go out there and be hiking in the moonlight,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to go do this.
Yeah, you are.
So like, about 2 weeks ago, I started, like, I had to flip the switch, talking about if you make a goal for yourself, keep your goal. And if you don't reach your goal, you're fired. Like, mm-hmm. you're done. So I set myself a goal. I was like, okay, I've got 42 days left till the hike. Every day I'm doing something. And I didn't even realize it, but I've been running 2 miles every day for the past 2 weeks.
Awesome.
And I say I didn't realize it because I didn't set a distance. I just mm-hmm. said that mailbox at that part of the street, I'm going to go to that, however long it takes me to get to that. And then turn around, I'm going to come back. I measured it off with my truck and it's a 2 mile run.
Nice.
And I'm like, holy crap. I didn't even realize I was running 2 miles every day because I haven't ran 2 miles in years.
But now you have.
Yeah. So honestly, I think that the running has changed my mental capacity too, because I'm not thinking about my 9 to 5. I'm not thinking about eBay. I'm not thinking about YouTube. I'm honestly just thinking about breathing. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about capacity of my lungs and not dying on the side of the street.
Mm-hmm. We're pulled in a lot of different directions all day long. It's so hard to be present. And I know for a lot of people, like, meditative yoga is a way to be present, but I'm with you. Like, running is a way to be present, because suddenly you feel your ankle. You feel the back of your knee. You didn't even think about the back of your knee until I just said that. But when you're running, you feel it. When you're running, especially without music or anything, you're present. Like, in that moment, you get to be alone with your thoughts, which I know is uncomfortable for some people, but the more you get alone with your thoughts, the more comfortable you will be with that. Like, there's just so many advantages to moving your body in that way, and serotonin and oxytocin and all of these great, you know, endorphins that come your way make you happy.
Yeah. Mary says resellers can make it seem like a burden. And she said something before. Sorry. Well, it's also love driven, not fear driven. When you learn to respect your own business and love your business and hit those goals, you got to get back to the basics. It's not a nuisance. And so many resellers can make it seem like a burden. That's a very good perspective that I didn't think of before, especially when she says it's your business. You should love your business and hit those goals. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Well said. When I'm out there running, I don't listen to music. The only reason is because I don't want to carry my phone with me. Mm-hmm. I don't have a fanny pack, or I know they make maybe I could if I had one of those straps that you put your phone into or something like that, but I don't like to hold it, for one, and two, I don't want it in my pocket bouncing around and stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe a good idea on your hike, just to carry it in case of an emergency, but you don't have to listen to it, you know.
On the hike, I think it'll be different. I have a place to carry it on the hike. The backpack has a strap on my waist around the waist straps, right? So here's what did it for me. I went out on a 2-mile hike about 3 weeks ago. Just 2 miles. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do 8 in a single day? Just doing 2 about did it in for me. So I was like,
no, you're capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for, because like, we are so comfortable because we've crafted comfortable lives for ourselves. And so it, like, you're working within this mental capacity that you have, that like, your body has so much further to go than what your mind is willing. So you have to get to that point where the only way out is through. Like, I have to get, now that I've hiked to the top of the mountain, I got to get down. And the only way to do it is to do it. Like, go through it. And then you're like, oh, why was I thinking that I couldn't take another step? I had so much left to give.
Yeah. It's the up the mountain that's going to really do me in. The down the mountain's the easy part. The up the mountain's going to serious. Cause that the supposedly second day is an 8-mile hike. Like 75% of the 8 miles is uphill. So, But
got some trekking poles?
Yes, I got some. I didn't know how to use them. I literally had to use a YouTube channel to figure out how to properly use trekking
poles. I had to do that the first time that I used trekking poles was on a 60K run, and I had to Google how to use them before that. So don't feel bad about that kind of stuff.
I've never heard of it, using it on a run.
Oh, it just saves your knees so much.
Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I got a lot of work.
You have to take the trekking pole. Your knees are going to thank you.
Definitely going to take them. My dad made me, and I love it. My dad made me a 5-foot cedar hiking pole.
Beautiful.
As a birthday present. And he made it himself. I promise you, every bit of it, he made himself.
That's awesome.
He engraved his date and his initials and the date and my name into it.
Wow.
I'm going to keep it forever. It's great. I love it. It's one of my favorite presents really I've ever received. Okay. So back to the subject of YouTube and my burnout with YouTube. This show is not going to be coined Live with Body Pal anymore. One thing I've learned is every one of my titles and every one of my thumbnails needs to be as if it's a video to get, you know, the people who are watching, what are they going to get out of it? So that's something, that's a theory I'm going to be testing for a while, for a good long while, to see if it helps. And I honestly originally wanted to coin this show the worst thing, if you do this, your YouTube will fail. And then talk about lives on my regular channel and not making a separate YouTube, a second channel for just lives. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go burden myself with a second channel to keep up with. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying personally, I'm not going to do it because I have enough trouble keeping up with one. And if I get burned out with one, I know I'll get burned out with two. ATL Flippers in the house. What's up, Derek and Jasmine?
Hey, Christopher.
Christopher showed up.
He's a few up above.
Oh, there he is. Hey, what's up, Christopher? How are you, my friend? So that's what you can expect from this show in the future. I've coined it resale therapy because you never know what topic's going to come up, but it's going to be our therapy hour or more. I'm going to call it an hour for the sake of calling it something. But it's going to have its own dedicated thumbnail. It's going to have its own dedicated title, and that'll give you a helpful idea as to exactly what the main topic of the event is going to be. But all that being said, I'm back. We're back. Rachel's back. Gary's back. We will still be back on our regular 2-week schedule from this point forward until we have to take a vacation and, you know, get our own little burnout out of the way.
Yeah.
That you never know. That may be every 6 months or something to that nature. And that being said, let's jump into our session of Go Home, Google, You're Drunk, if I can find it. Here we go. Are you ready for this?
I really wish you'd make stickers of that little avatar.
What, the little avatar of the guy with the bottle going up?
He cried. I laugh out loud every single time.
Maybe I should. Haven't even paid a whole lot of attention to it because when that intro is
like,
playing,
go home, Goodwill, you're drunk. And I'm looking. And that guy, I feel like people would buy those stickers.
I'll do it. I'll come up with a way to put it all together and I'll do it.
Even, I can't give Israel that one for his wall, though.
No, you probably couldn't. Well, it doesn't. It's got the beer bottle on it. So yeah. You might not do that. Did you get the stickers I sent Israel?
I haven't been to the P.O. box this week, so I'll go check. I just got shoes on today. Today's the first day I've left my house.
Oh, man. Since the run?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my pinky toe is still completely black.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I saw that part in your video when you had like taped up 8 of your 10 toes.
my pinky is black.
Girl, that's another thing. Let's get back to that in just a second, okay?
Okay.
This is Go Home, Google, You're Drunk. Do you want to guess the prices or not?
Oh, yes. Please allow me. $39.99.
No, more.
Oh, $47.
Closer.
$50. I'm pretty sure it's
50. Yeah, $50. $50. And here's the this is what gets my goat, y'all. You got to vote with your wallet. That's way too high at the thrift store. That same day, I went back to see what the date on the sticker was because I wanted to write it down. And that's when I took the picture. I took the picture. Then I put it down. Then I walked away. And I was like, oh, I totally forgot to take a picture. Anyway, somebody actually picked them up and bought them for $50. And I'm like, that's why Goodwill does it.
Yeah.
That's why Goodwill does it. That's just too much. I'm sorry. I don't know if those were resellers or not. All right, here's the next item. These are track shoes. Hoka track shoes. I think they're brand new, but I can't say for sure. Hoka track shoes. How much?
We're going to say $70.
Yeah, probably. No, a little bit less than that. It was back at the $50 mark for those two.
Dang.
Oh, notice this. I looked this up. Look at these. These are sold brand new Hoka track shoes.
Yeah. I mean, people think all Hokas are gold, 45. And it's like, no, they're not. Like, I've bought Hokas brand new several times, and they're not. You have to have a special one, like a carbon Hoka. Yes, you're going to get incredible money, but quit thinking they're all worth gold, guys. No. They're not.
And there's like 4 sold, and there's like 400. No, there's not that many. There's
especially this listed. One. This is only appealing to runners, period. Because like the Bondi or something, like those will appeal to like nurses and people that are on their feet and stuff. But these are spiked shoes. Like,
these are spike track shoes, definitely. All right, here's the next one. This is just kind of crazy. This is a stack of like, what do they call them? Illustrated novels. What's the word? Graphic novels.
Let's thick say $15 a piece.
Oh, yeah. $11 a piece.
Ooh.
$11 a piece. I looked up half the stack in the store, and the highest price on eBay was $4.
And then they put a sticker on the top of the paper.
Yep. Every single one of them. Now, it was more of a kind of a cardboard piece of paper.
Okay.
But yeah, they did. Absolutely. All right. What's next? Oh, you can kind of, you can see the sticker there.
I can't see what the price is on it, but I can only imagine. Does that say 50?
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast sealed black diamond. They won't.
It's black diamond though, Adam. They're not wrong. It's worth easily 100 times that.
I honestly wanted to say this is a Christian thrift store, by the way, and I was like, I know y'all aren't laundering money like you would be on eBay, so.
They've seen those eBay comps though, and they're like, oh, I heard that the Beauty and the Beast one's worth a bunch.
I pulled up the eBay comps right most recent sale, $2,000.
Well, I mean, if you got it, if you know what you have, you know what you have, Adam. Quit hating on these people because you can't sell it for that.
Yeah, $50. All right. So the next item is two Harley Davidson side bags.
Those are cool.
Saddle bags.
I just recently, we bought my dad some saddlebags at Christmas, and they were not cheap. So I'm going to say they put $200 on these.
You're close. You're really close. A little bit less. $125 per bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, per bag.
Mm-hmm. Per bag.
Oh, I was saying $200 for the pair. Wow.
Oh, okay. You were? No. Okay, so you were closer than I thought. $125 each per bag.
I mean, they are Harley. Are they Harley brand?
I didn't.
Are these all prices at your local Goodwill?
These are pictures I took. Yes.
Oh, God.
Now I snuck some every now and again in from people off of Instagram and stuff.
You need to make an Instagram called "Go Home Goodwill, You're Drunk."
That's a really good idea. I just might do that
and just post this kind of stuff. People would love to see that.
All right, I think I might have one more. Okay, I took this picture while I was at Peaches to Beaches, and this is a massage table. Okay,
$70
massage table, $70. Nope, more.
Oh, this is at a yard sale or at a Goodwill?
No. Well, I was at Peaches to Beaches, but this was at a Goodwill.
Oh, $140.
You're almost dead on. $130. Oh no, I was wrong. I thought it was $135, but it's $200. $200. I was remembering it wrong myself. They wanted $200 for that massage table. I don't have a picture of it, but I looked it up. I looked up best massage table. You know, it's because that's one word, right? You
see, that sounds like an Amazon brand, first of all.
$35 brand new on Amazon.
I knew it was Amazon. Because think about it. It's a brand that if you typed into Google, best massage table, like because you're looking for the best, then that one's going to pop up first. You're like, oh, let me buy this. And it's going to be $4 from China with free shipping.
You could have gotten it this particular day for the low, low price of $100 because it was Green Week. Wow. Just saying. You could have. Covered in pollen and everything. So, all right. You said you've got one. I think that was the last one I had. I posted
this over on my Instagram stories because my mom shared it with me. And so I think it was maybe at a West Palm Beach or something. I'm not sure because some of the things she follows are out of there. But these people were in Goodwill and they saw a... You know, at Walmart, when you get like, well, Christopher doesn't know, but the spring salad mix comes in like the plastic container and it's just a plastic lid. It's a produce container and it had spring salad in it, like baby spinach and stuff. It was the empty container at a Goodwill with a $5 sticker on it.
Okay. Wow. That's the container that the spinach comes in?
The container that the produce, it still had the spring salad mix sticker on it. Check out my Instagram story and you'll see the video. These people are like...
They're selling the plastic bin that the grocery store sold it in for $5.
You can get it full of salad for less than that, I think. It's the equivalent of selling like the pint of strawberry stuff. Like,
yes. For,
like, I've seen them reselling glass jars and glass bottles and stuff, but you're like, well, at least it's glass. No, this was a spring salad mix container, and it was a plastic container. Recycle it.
That's hilarious. I think I will start that Instagram and just have these pictures to post on there like that. That'd be hilarious. You send me, you DM me those pictures like that, and I'll include them. So that's okay. Ridiculous. That's just as bad as that spaghetti jar. You remember the spaghetti jar?
Yes.
The empty spaghetti jar for... What was it? $4? $3.99?
Like that. That's embarrassing, Goodwill. I tagged Goodwill in my story about it. I was like, how embarrassing, Goodwill? Like,
I don't tag my local Goodwill in any of the stuff that I buy.
I don't even shop at Goodwill most of the time. Like, it's so, we don't have one in our town. So,
I mean, honestly, I do it for the reason that I don't want them to recognize me in the store, because I've got my face on my Instagram too, and then my videos and all that good stuff. And I don't want a manager or somebody in the store to recognize all of that, because they manage it, and then they see me in the store, and then I get.
What are they gonna do? Raise the prices?
They'll ban me from the store. I'm sure they would.
Really?
Talking bad about us. You can't come to my store no more. But I seriously got to think of better ways to source. I've been seriously thinking about doing storage units. I've got to get the room.
Do you go to live auctions ever?
No, I know we have them in Columbus.
You need to find a good live auction, and don't judge it from the beginning, because that's when the people that came to spend money are going to be spending money. At the end, when they're giving stuff away.
Okay. Granted, I don't have my own personal experience to go by, but two people I have talked about the local auctions here, they've stated that they're not run very well. The auction house isn't very well ran, and the auctioning isn't well kept up and coordinated. So I really haven't checked it out here in Columbus, but I've looked online for storage auctions, because I think everything is online for storage auction these days since 2020, right? But personally, I just got to find room first, because the whole, you got to clean it out. Mm-hmm. You got to take everything. I don't have the room for that. I got to figure out, how do I make the room for that first? That's my first problem. Mm-hmm. What does Ken say? Box lots at live auctions are the best.
Mm-hmm. That's the stuff at the end. They're like, take it all, $4.
Those are the type of things I would honestly like to just go and watch for like two or three or four times before I even act. Just to kind of learn what's going on. I'm trying to get my dad to go into something.
Melanie does the same thing. Melanie will take basically what they're calling trash at the end and pay, pennies for it. I mean, I have found some really epic treasures. I've paid my bills with box lots at auctions. Yeah. And they get to know you there, and then they just throw stuff in sometimes. And it's just such a fun social environment to be at a live auction. I love the sound of an auctioneer. Like, I just love the whole thing.
Cool. So I'll totally look it up. And even if it's not the best thing in the whole wide world, I need to experience it a couple of times. I could get a completely different experience from what I've been told. Cajun says storage units are so much fun. I think they would be too. I really do think they would be too. I would go into it with the capacity of how much am I willing to lose? Am I willing to lose $150? Because I may get nothing back from my money I'm spending. It's all a learning. How much am I willing to spend to learn on this? So.
And to just gamble. So Cha-Ching King Scott has a great video out about how to decipher the photos for a storage locker auction, and what to gain, what to look for in photos to pick out a good one.
That's good. Okay. You said he had a video for that?
Cha-Ching King.
I like Scott's videos. Grumpy Picker says, don't be intimidated. It's easy and it's fun. Okay. Yeah. You've taught me into it. I didn't really need a whole lot of push off the edge of that cliff, because I was already really debating on it. So you guys have already helped me make that decision.
You just got to know the rules, like don't be that person that they said choice and you think you're getting the table, or that they said, that you have to buy all 10 head and you think you're getting one. And
yeah, you'll walk away with tables full for $9.
Me too.
Okay. I totally, like I said, I'm going to go just learn before I act for the first two or three, because my luck, I'll get so excited and I'll be like, okay, I can do this. And then I'll act in haste and something that I didn't know is really what, like you just said, like the jargon and stuff. I got to learn all that before I act. But I get excited. Things like that really make me.
Well, it is an exciting environment. If I could give you one piece of advice, it would be you need to decide how much you're willing to spend on it before you start bidding. Say there's a globe and I say, I don't want to spend more than $5 on that globe. If I say that and I'm firm on that $5, I'm still going to spend $7. So you have to determine, because you just get so excited. And it's kind of like, I think there's a movie where they're like, is it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where he's like, well, any man that would pay $25 would pay $50. And then he's like, fine. He's like, well, any man who would pay $50 would pay $75. No, and before you know it, it's like three times what you were ever willing to pay.
No, but I can see how you could do that, especially like when you go to Las Vegas or go gambling or something like that, how easy it is to just keep spending money. Whoops. Anthony C says, Facebook Marketplace has been hitting for me lately for sourcing. I am continuously watching it from like an individual sourcing perspective, but maybe about a year to a year, a little over a year here in my area, Not anymore. I used to be able to find golf clubs. I used to be able to find video game equipment on for really good price. I think the last sourcing thing I picked up off of Facebook was last Easter. I paid a year ago last Easter, I paid $100 and I got like five really nice Guitar Hero guitars that all were over $100 a piece.
Wow.
So I went into that deal considering the fact that it's possible that it was hot and stolen. Mm. So I had to ask a lot of questions and I took a witness with me. I didn't want to be alone. Cause I was like, this is one of those deals that's just too good to be true type of things. And so everything really sounded legit in the way that he came across these items and stuff like that. So
that's like when Joe and Nicole met up with the Grinch last year with all that hot stolen video game stuff.
Golly, I could not imagine picking up hot. My brother-in-law did. I'll tell you the story real quick, but he bought a bike off of Letgo when Letgo app was one of a big source, you know, a big deal, kind of like Craigslist. Mm-hmm. He bought a bike. I can't remember. Maybe it was Schwinn. I don't remember the brand of the bike. I'm making up all these numbers because it was so long ago. I truly don't remember. He paid like maybe $100 for the bike and flipped it for $300 local on Marketplace. But his sale was a sting operation because it was a stolen bike. And it was because he had all the evidence of the purchase how he originally acquired it.
Thankfully,
is the reason why the cops never did anything to him or took him in. They didn't even really put him in handcuffs or anything. But the whole thing was a sting operation. So he lost $100 because he didn't. The guy who was buying it from him was the person who it was stolen from. Wow. Yeah. It was a pretty scary situation to hear him tell the story.
I mean, because even receiving stolen property is illegal, which is stupid, but it's so at least he only lost $100 and not
gone to jail. Exactly. That's what he said. He's thankful that that's all that happened too. Yeah. It totally could have been a whole lot worse. Mary says, I'll pick up free piles after garage sales and before they come home, we'll donate what I know isn't worth selling.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good because you just cherry pick on your way home and stop by the thrift store on your way there, something like that.
Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. I've actually quit donating to my local Goodwills because of the pricing that they're doing here recently. Mm. Anthony, I do some online auctions and I found that you need to decide the top price you're willing to pay before you even start bidding. That's good advice. I think. And I will take that to heart when I move into that world. Let's see what Chrissy has to say. The storage unit manager at my storage unit place walked past and complimented my unit the other day. I've been watching your videos, Chrissy, and they're pretty full of stuff. So you're getting better at it. I mean by that is your storage unit's looking nicer, organized. She said that people are always giving their storage stuff away at our place. I gave her my number. Oh, wow. That's really good.
Chrissy, you better not answer her phone call until that thing is at least half empty.
If they're giving it away, answer it every time.
No.
I'm like, you do not turn away from free stuff.
I can turn away from free stuff. It's too much. That stuff begins to own you, you know? Mm. You're self-employed for the freedom, not to be a constant slave to this death pile that's taking over rooms. Like,
That's true. I get it. I totally get it. How many votes did we have on the game? Did we have enough people that said they wanted to play?
I only saw a couple people say yes, and some people said they didn't know Star Wars.
Okay. Well, we'll hold off. You know what? May the 4th be with you is coming up in like a month or so. We'll hold off for that. All right. We'll make a whole show around the Star Wars.
I'll do like Princess Leia buns and stuff.
I'll wear my Mandalorian outfit.
Yeah, I could wear Delos like Darth Vader stuff something.
What? Hey, just tell us about the 3D printing of the Boba Fett outfit? I'm geeking out here. I love those pictures.
Thank you. We worked hard on it together. So my oldest son has gotten into 3D printing for a business. And he printed this armor. He bought it's a Mandalorian helmet. It's not the Mandalorian. It's just like one of the, whoever it is. Anyway,
Boba Fett.
It's not, though.
It looks just like Boba Fett. Okay.
But he's got a Boba Fett helmet and the colors are different. The colors on this thing are really different. And he started printing this armor for it. And he spent like days doing like this chest piece and then fusing them together. He's like soldering them with the plastic and stuff. He sanded it down. He spray painted it. He's like, Mom, it needs to, the paint needs to match. And I was like, son, say no more, right? Like, say less. I'm a painter here. And so we custom blended these colors and then it had this faux finish on it. And I was like, I think if I take toilet paper and crush it up and then unwrap it and then blend these colors, and it, what the color match was so good.
Good. Yes.
I was like, Hasbro should hire us.
Yeah, to paint our helmets. I could not tell which ones you had painted and which ones weren't painted.
Yeah.
You did a really good job.
Thanks. Really good job. Yeah, he's my son loves Star Wars and, you know, Lego and 3D printing. And I told him to just name his business like Nerds R Us or something.
Yeah.
And he just kind of looked at me sideways and I was like, Dello is fine. Like, us nerds know we're nerds. Like,
it's
you don't have to tell me that I build with Lego and I'm 37. You don't have to tell me I'm a nerd. Don't call me a geek because I'm not, but or dork, but I am a nerd. It's okay.
There you go. That's true. Each one of them has their own definition. You got to know which one you are. Fireball Flipper says, Rachel, that's why you have a yard sale every 3 to 6 months and just unload all the stuff that's not worth listing.
Maybe I should have a yard sale.
Even the free stuff. Okay. To Chrissy's point, if you get all of this free stuff, have a yard sale. To Amanda's point, that's Amanda, right? Fireball Flippers. Mm-hmm. Am I remembering that name right? Okay. Yay me. I don't hardly ever do that. Have a yard sale. Like, just store in the, if you don't get it listed, and let's make yourself a goal. If it's not sold in 3 months, put it in the yard sale. It was free. Even if you get $5 for it, it's worth 100. It doesn't matter. You didn't have anything into it. So I like their ideas.
That's true.
But again, you got to have storage.
Like with me though, like we can't even have a yard sale where we're located at. So then I'd have to like go find somewhere to have a yard sale, and it would just be
out in the sticks where nobody would drive to you.
Yes, we're on a dirt road, and there's almost like there's not very much front yard, and there's absolutely nowhere to park. So all the land is behind our house. Like we would have to find a place to have a yard sale, and I don't want people at my house anyway.
Take it out to the street, just so they can just park on the street.
Yeah.
Happy Picker, do you guys know about the freebie alerts app? You get you when someone posts something for free. I've heard of a similar app. I don't know exactly what the name was called. If the one you're talking about is the same one, ultimately like searches Craigslist and like the neighborhood app and marketplace for free items. And it kind of like collects it all into this one app.
Oh, that's cool.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's interesting.
It ended up being in my area, personal experience. Every time I went through it, they were just using the word free, but the items weren't really free.
Oh, yeah.
And then the items that were really free were just trash.
Yeah.
So I do searches in marketplace for like curb. Like I use the keyword curb because sometimes it'll be like curb alerts or on the curb or pick it up, first come, first serve, something to that nature. But I've heard of it. I tried to use it in the past. I could always try again. In my area, it just didn't work out to where there was anything really free.
Mm-hmm. That's what Chris is saying, the same thing.
Do the buns too? I think, is she talking about Leia?
The Princess Leia hair, yeah.
On me? Y'all would have a kick on that, wouldn't you? I'd have to get a wig, or maybe I could just attach them to my headphones.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm just gonna get two honey buns and make a headband with two honey buns on there.
I've got my Mandalorian mask right over there. It's just out of camera.
You have a nice Mandalorian mask too.
Yeah, I'll show y'all later. I'll have to figure out if I can use the, like, somehow get a microphone inside the mask so you can still hear me talk properly. Mm-hmm. I'll work on that. How about Pi Day 316?
314. Yeah.
I think it was 314, wasn't it? 3.14.
We missed it.
I actually celebrated Pi Day. That was one of my sister's favorite days to celebrate. So I celebrated with a piece of cheesecake. It's my favorite pie. I mean, it's not pie, but anyway, that's how I celebrate it. Nerds are cool kids now.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'll take your word for it. I've always considered myself a nerd.
Anything that I seem to have liked in a lot of the things I liked in high school, people are like, oh, that's like, if band wasn't cool, no one told me. I thought that was really cool. I don't know. I was on Quiz Bowl and
like, the people who told me I wasn't cool for getting a Letterman's jacket because I was in the marching band were the bullies. So I never really took their word for it anyway.
Like, it's not cool to be a bully either, but here we are.
Exactly. I got a Letterman's jacket with marching band, and then good I added to it a wrestling pin because I wrestled my last 3 years of high school.
What did you play in marching band?
Saxophone.
I played saxophone.
Did you really? I still have
my alto. Yeah.
I just recently, maybe about a year ago, I think it was last year's, and I didn't do it either. Talk about goals again, man. Last year's goal was I was going to learn how to play the guitar. So I took my alto out of the closet, which had been in there since high school, practically. I thought maybe my daughter, maybe my son would play it. So that's why I kept it so long.
My son played mine for a little bit.
Well, both of mine dismissed it. They were like, no, Dad, I'm not going to play the alto sax. Okay, whatever. It's fine. You're not hurting my feelings. I took it to a music store, and he let me do an exchange for a really nice acoustic guitar.
Wow.
And I know some people have told me, like, oh, you got ripped off. You just got a guitar. I was like, no, it's a nice. I mean, I looked at the price on the sticker. It was a $400 guitar.
I mean, if we're talking about when you were in high school, that saxophone may have been antique, but still.
Yeah. Well, my mom paid for the saxophone. It was antique.
I'm just joking. Sure.
No. It was. It's not a joke because it's totally true. But I mean, seriously, y'all, I got a deal. It was totally worth it. But I haven't played my guitar yet. Talking about goals. Personal goal, talking about who was it, Mary, that said, say your goals out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm y'all.
Hold me Snowberry to this. Said that, and I third it. You have to.
Y'all hold me to this. This year, I'm going to learn how to, one of two things. I haven't even decided which one of the two is going to be, but it's going to be one of these two things. I'm going to reteach myself how to code, and I'm going to learn how to make apps because I want to build an app for my wife. She's a school teacher, and she wants to do some teacher stuff. Mm-hmm. Or two, I'm going to learn how to play the guitar. Now, if I learn how to play the guitar, I'm going to learn how to play it before FlipCon, and I'm going to bring my guitar to FlipCon.
Awesome.
Okay. But if I do the coding, the Java coding languages, I'm going to teach myself how to do that, and I'm going to build my wife an app for her. She's going to start her own business where she's reselling her curriculums that she's been writing since she was in college.
Really cool.
They've just been sitting in a folder on the bookcase. And I think I told you earlier this year, she got this bug in, I said it all wrong. She got a fire in her butt, right? She wanted to help me with eBay, but she also wanted to help herself with her curriculums that she's been sitting on for 20 years. Hmm. I have no idea what's going on in the chat right now. I'm so far behind.
Coco came in and they're all saying hi to Coco.
Hey, Coco. What's up, Coco and Chewy? So I bought her a laptop so that she can rewrite her curriculums that she wrote, you know, bring them up to date from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's going to make a killing off. Have you ever heard of Teachers Pick Teachers? It's a website.
Yes.
Okay. So she's not going to upload any of her curriculum that she wrote for her school. Mm-hmm. That's proprietary to the school, right? She wrote her own curriculums.
That's like, awesome.
So she's going to sell those. And I'm so proud of her. She's going to do it. She's going to write one for Sunday school teachers too. She's going to sell them. It. Yeah. She's going to write a whole Sunday school curriculum based on things you can learn from SpongeBob SquarePants.
I think it's
awesome.
I think it's fantastic that she's going to be able to share her knowledge with the world. Cause you want to know that you're making a difference, and just think like all of the students that your wife has touched with her own job, think of how many more people in this world are going to benefit from her knowledge if she's able to sell that.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping so. I truly am. I told her she needs to get in front of the camera and do a YouTube. She's like, no, that's just not her. That's just not her.
We'd never see her.
Yeah, you don't. Like, she makes every now and again an appearance. It's just, it's not her thing.
Or like in a picture or something, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Coco said, I just saw your last video and I loved it. Well, thank you, Coco. I appreciate that. Did y'all see the video I released where I was busting up that printer? That is a video 3 years in the making, and I'm not lying. I've had that idea for a long time. I was like,
I'm glad you executed it. The printer and the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
But Drew and I were watching it together, and we were like, "What the heck is he swinging?"
Okay, so I didn't have anything that was worth just possibly destroying by hitting it with, because I don't.
But you don't own a sledgehammer.
No, I don't own a sledgehammer. But I was thinking a baseball bat. Then I was like, well, the only baseball bats I have are worth $60, $75, $80. I don't want to bust up a baseball bat. It was an old entertainment center speaker stand that had a cement bottom. Oh. And I was like, okay, might as well. It's heavy. It looks like a battering ram. Might as well use it. So thank you, Coco. Appreciate that. And then Mary says, I can teach you how to play the guitar.
Hey. Let's play guitar.
Awesome.
She's played guitar as a worship leader at her church and played guitar from when she was like really young.
That is one step in the right direction, because I totally have already told my wife that I may even go to my daughter took piano lessons from a music school here in Columbus. And I was like, maybe I should just go to the music school and mm-hmm. pay somebody to teach me how to play, or at least get started. I know how to read music. I just don't know where my fingers go.
So. Yeah, you just never can stop learning. That's the thing. Like, there's something today that you don't know how to do yet. Like, I remember when Israel was born, Drew and I were like, let's learn how to solve a Rubik's Cube. And so we sat down, and it's just algorithms, guys. You just memorize them. And so we memorized it, and then we got to where we would race each other. And then one year I was like, I want to learn how to play a kalimba. And like right now I want like a drum.
What is that? What is a kalimba?
Oh, a kalimba is like this little thumb piano thing. And it sounds like wind chimes almost. It's just a beautiful, like it's a percussion instrument. But anyway, you just always could be learning something. And even the work that you've been doing on learning things about your YouTube channel, like you should forever be a student. When you decide that you want to stop learning new things, like, I don't know, just go get your tombstone. What are you done? Go find something to learn. Maybe you don't know how to cook. Maybe you don't know how to sew, or you want to learn how to crochet. There's just like, there's a skill for everyone, no matter what physical limitations you may or may not have. You could learn something.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You should always keep learning. And that's one thing I personally have grown content on. And I quit reading books to advance in learning, because I was focusing more on watching the videos of YouTubers and eBay resellers to learn what sells, that type of thing. So I do learn better through YouTube than I do through reading. But honestly, I think you can learn a lot more through reading, because
I get to take notes more in reading. Like when I read the word, I want it to be like a physical, tangible copy so I can highlight and take notes. Because sometimes like I remember the note I left on something, and then somehow like that connects in my mind what book it was in. And then, so if I think about a verse, I'm like, oh yeah, that was in Matthew. And then I can like thumb to it because I wrote the note beside it. Is that weird?
No, that's not weird at all.
Like, hi, Israel.
Hey, is Israel in here?
Drew said, Israel says hi.
Hi, Israel.
Did you see, not to interrupt, see that he had his own whatnot last night?
I saw your Instagram about it, and I missed it. And I'm so sorry I missed it, though.
He was say this is an action figure, totally unprompted. I was like, I'm just going to hold the camera and let this kid go. We'll see what happens, right? And he's like, okay, so this guy, and he'd put his hand behind it.
Oh, he's been watching you do it, or other people do it. Maybe Dello, but totally.
Watching Dello, and he's like, he brings out this Thor hammer, and he's like, okay, guys, it's hammer time.
That's awesome, man.
He's got to do another one.
Oh, you totally need to make him do another one, and I promise you I will do my best to make it, and I will buy something from him.
It was so fun.
Oh, that's awesome. I was going to say that one of the goals I started, it wasn't even a New Year's resolution, but I started it last November, is there's a podcast. I do listening, too, to learn. Mm-hmm. There's a podcast called The Bible Recap. And they're like less than 10-minute recaps of Bible verses and chapters and stuff like that. So I listen to two a day. So I'm going to get through the whole Bible within 6 months, maybe seven if I missed a day or something like that. But that's something that is really good, because when it comes to something like that, I want to be picky and choosy about who I learn from on those topics. And this particular one has proven worthy to understand you can accept in their interpretation and their explanations mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that's a really good one. The Bible recap.
You're right. That's a good point though, Adam. It really is, because even a lot of children's Bibles, Drew and I have picked up and we get to read it. And I'm like, that's not the story of Jonah at all, because you're reading someone's interpretation. Or I'm like, that's not like, so yeah, that's a good mm-hmm. point. Make sure mm-hmm. you are taking it from a credible source.
Absolutely. I actually, one piece of advice I'd learned from my preacher, and whenever I go into something new, I always think of this one thing. If you want to get good at something, find someone who excels at it mm-hmm. and learn from them, you can.
And that's a good humble way to walk through life. Like, I have to realize that I don't know everything about everything. So humble yourself first and find someone who knows more or where you want to be, and like follow that person around.
Yeah, absolutely. I ask so many questions to so many people. That's why I originally started my lives, because I wanted to soak up so much stuff from so many people. And I'm not saying that I've learned everything there is to learn. I know there's different things to learn. I want to focus on certain things. I don't want to look at so many things and get overwhelmed mm-hmm. with all the things. So now I'm focusing on just certain things in order to grow better in just those few things. I don't want to be a jack of all trades. I don't know what the end of that statement, that cliche is, but I want to be good at just 3 or 4 or 5 certain things. So
I want to try everything in my whole life.
You want to try? Well, trying everything is great, but you can't excel at everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
PD says the Bible. Yes, by D Group. It's a blue thumbnail. That's correct.
She's looking it up.
Nice. It's a good one. Yeah, it's a really good one. I enjoy it every single morning on my way to work. Man, what an evening. This has been some awesome conversation and a great kickoff to the new start on a whole new way of looking at these lives, guys. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're still going to have games to play. They're just not going to be in every show. We're still going to have guests. They're just not going to be in every show. But you can count on me, Rachel, and Gary being here to entertain you every other Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Started a little bit late today because we got some other personal appointments and stuff that were going on. We had to start a little bit late for. But hey, we'll still make it, okay? Trust in us. We'll be here. I really appreciate the crowd. Y'all, this is my support group right here.
Yeah,
this
they're awesome.
This is my therapy session when I get to talk to all you guys, and I appreciate you.
I think it helps every reseller, because you can feel lonely in this line of work that we're in, if you, especially those that don't have a YouTube channel also to reach out. Like, this is our water cooler. I saw my mom and dad both stop in.
I see Lisa. Hey.
I saw my dad in there.
I missed your dad. I want to say hey. hey dad. And like Kim's
here. Hey Kim.
Angie's here. I appreciate how you are all talking. I stopped listening to some resellers. Can't stand all the swearing. I honestly won't do that on this show.
No.
I don't appreciate it personally either. I don't know which ones you're speaking of, but that's a reason why I sometimes tend to not listen to others.
Kids are always near me when I'm on YouTube or when I'm watching it, and it means
there's Gene. There he is. Hey, buddy. Mike's here. What's up, Death Pile Picker? You caught the end of the show, buddy. Oh man, Death Pile Picker. He had a really cool video that he had a guy steal a shirt jacket from him.
I saw that video. Yeah.
Well, I will let you end on any closing comments you may have, Rachel, for the crowd, or supporting conversation you would like to share with them. What's your nuggets?
I hope that maybe, you know, our talk tonight inspired you guys to start going through your own minds of things. Maybe it's not even reselling or career oriented. Maybe you can just find some small little goal, some little habit that you can start forming, or something totally off the wall fun. Maybe you want to learn how to draw a monkey. Okay. Yeah. Start taking those little baby steps towards that. Like, you can learn anything. You're so capable, and you're doing a better job than you're giving yourself credit for. And set some goal tonight for yourself. Just set the goal. I'm not telling you to take action tonight. Just set the goal.
Yeah. To add on that, I would say write down at least 3 you've been thinking about doing. And even if you have to cut them up in a piece of paper, put them in a hat and draw, because you can't make your mind up, just focus on whatever that one is and when it's done, then you can check it off and draw the next one out of the hat. So do just do one at a time so you don't get overwhelmed and burned out or something like that, because it's easy to do when you try to do too much at once. So I really appreciate, wait a minute, Philly's here. What's up, Paul? I don't know. Have a couple of beers in Adam and he curses like a sailor. He knows that ain't true. Quit telling lies on me, Paul.
I couldn't even get you to dance at FlipCon, so I don't think that's true.
I will tell you a secret. I have been going through all these, when I'm like listening to music on long trips or something like that, I'm thinking in my head, would this be a good one to sing on karaoke?
Yeah, but sometimes I think about that too.
I'm trying to figure out the best one to pick out and yell out at karaoke. The best crowd pleaser song, whether I can sing it or not. I'm looking for the best crowd pleaser song.
Stay Home Alabama or something.
There you go. All right, y'all. I really do appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight. Hit that like button down below. And honestly, if you haven't subscribed, we'd love it if you would do so to that as well. Rachel's channel is in the description down below. And so is Gary's. He'll be back the next time you see us, which is in 2 weeks, which is, I'll tell you right now, it's like March 31st, right? April 5th, May. Ooh, it's spring break. I'll get back to you on that. The spring break. So, all right. We'll see. You'll find out in a week or two when our next show is, guys. Y'all just stay tuned. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us tonight. Thanks, Rachel, for being my co-host. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.